The History of Opera by Richard Fawkes. Opera, the most irrational of the arts, in which people sing all the time, usually in a language no one in the audience can understand and often can't hear anyway, in which the heroine invariably takes half an hour to die while the tenor shows off. And yet when it works, the combination of music, the human voice, the drama, the costumes, the lighting and the staging have the power to touch the human soul and work a magic upon the emotions in a way no other art form can. That is opera, and that is why it has, through the ages, attracted the greatest composers, and why today so many still want to write it. Opera, as we know it, began at the end of the 16th century, but it didn't suddenly appear fully formed. To discover its origins, one has to go back to ancient Greece. The ancient Greeks discovered that in their vast open-air amphitheatres, words carried further if they were sung. They also realized the potency of the fusion of the spoken word with music. This was something the Christian Church also discovered in the Middle Ages. Singing helped words carry to the back of large buildings. Singing gave those words a mystic charge. As drama evolved from the liturgy and performances moved outside the church, first onto the steps and then into the marketplace, it followed quite naturally that music should continue to be incorporated into the performance as well.